You know, there in Washington, they got a monument covered with names. Names of folks they say gave their lives for their country. And we ought to honor them. The way I see it, they were just doing what they were told. I'd like to bestow my gratitude upon is them free-thinking folks of independent mind. I'd like to say thank you to all of you Vietnam era draft dodgers, and thank you to all of you Gulf War military deserters. I just want to give a big thanks to all of those Americans out there who put their freedom on the line as conscientious objectors and military resistors. All you youngsters out there, all you young men aged 18 to 22, you're probably wondering what you can do to follow in the footsteps of the American way and assert yourselves as mature individuals who can decide your own future. I'm not gonna suggest you shouldn't register for the draft. That wouldn't be legal. But why not take a cue from my buddy Sam and register 10 times, 50 times, 100 times? There's no law against it. No law against a woman 18 to 22 registering 50 or 60 times. Or a man or a woman 14 or 40 registering for the draft 150 times, 500 times. Just let them know what's on your mind. Concerning folks burning the flag, I'd always learned that burning was the proper, respectful way to dispose of a flag when it's become obsolete and worn out its usefulness. Hell, being an American is all about getting things off your chest, saying your piece. A visual aid can come in mighty handy for getting your point across. So don't be using up all your matches and lighters, waving them at those big concerts. Save them for the streets, where they can express your true feelings and those of our